In this bulletin, Israel's Justice Minister signs an extradition order to send Malka Leifer back to Australia. New South Wales records two new COVID-19 cases. And in cricket, Joe Burns expected to be a part of the Australian team for the first test against India. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Israel's Justice Minister has signed an extradition order to send Malka Leifer back to Australia, clearing the way for her to stand trial on 74 charges of sexual abuse. The 52-year-old is accused of sexually abusing several students while principal at a Jewish school in Melbourne and has been fighting extradition from Israel since 2014. Justice Minister Avi Nissen-Korn's decision comes just a day after Israel's Supreme Court rejected an appeal by Leifer to block her extradition. The order means Israeli authorities now have 60 days to send her back to Australia. And listeners seeking information or support relating to child abuse can contact Bravehearts on 1800 272 831 or Blue Knot on 1300 657 380. A court in Paris has found 14 people guilty over their roles in a series of deadly attacks in January 2015. The attacks on Charlie Hebdo magazine, a police officer and a Jewish supermarket, resulted in the deaths of 17 people. 11 people faced court for the verdict, while 3 were tried in absentia. The main defendant, Ali Reza Polat, was found guilty of complicity in a terrorist crime and was given a 30-year jail sentence. A man who saved lives during the attack on the Jewish supermarket, Lassan Basili, expressed his relief at the verdicts.
Voilà, pour nous c'est une nouvelle page qui tourne. Voilà, j'espère que on va trouver une nouvelle vie. Pendant 6 ans, on n'était pas bien.
For us, this is a new page that is turning. I hope we are going to find new lives.
Back home, and two new COVID-19 cases have been identified in Sydney's northern beaches. The woman in her 60s and man in his 70s are close contacts, and the source of their infections remain unknown. Contact tracing is underway, with genome sequencing results expected within 24 to 48 hours. The cases visited multiple locations in Sydney's Palm Beach and Avalon areas. Residents are urged to get tested and self-isolate with even the mildest of symptoms. The Chinese Foreign Ministry is calling on Australia to stop being dismissive of its concerns and of Chinese companies. It follows the federal government's announcement of plans to launch a formal appeal to the World Trade Organization over barley tariffs. Australian farmers were effectively blocked from exporting barley to China after taxes of 80.5% were imposed in June. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin says Australia needs to rectify its actions towards China.
What I want to stress is that the Australian government should take China's concerns seriously and take concrete actions to correct its discriminatory actions against Chinese companies.
European Union President Ursula von der Leyen says while progress has been made on a post-Brexit trade deal, the days ahead will be critical. With the Brexit deadline only 2 weeks away, Britain and the EU are trying to negotiate a trade agreement worth nearly $1 trillion per year. But decisions are still to be made on market competition and fisheries in shared waters. Ms. von der Leyen says a path to a deal has been laid.
The path may be very narrow, but it is there. And it is there for our responsibility to continue trying. The good news is that we have found a way forward on most issues. The next days are going to be decisive. The clock puts us all in a very difficult situation.
To cricket, and Joe Burns is expected to take to the field for Australia in Adelaide for the first test against India. Selectors are understood to have named the batsman despite his run of poor form. Captain Tim Payne says he doesn't think Burns is lacking confidence, despite the poor batting performances.
He's been looking forward to this test match. Obviously, his build-up in terms of runs hasn't been great, but again, if you look at the work he's done solely in test cricket for this team, it's been very, very good. He averages just over 40, I think, in test cricket.
And now for a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth and 30 degrees, cloudy in Adelaide and 23, humid with showers and a storm developing in Melbourne and 27, rain in Hobart and 18, a shower or two with a possible storm in Canberra and 30, much the same in Wollongong, 27, a shower or two with a possible storm in Sydney, 29, similar conditions in Newcastle, 30, showers in Brisbane, 29, partly cloudy in Cairns, 33, and showers and a storm likely in Darwin, also 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.